Peace out and peace within.
Welcome back to Peace Out. Stories for calming down and relaxation. I'm Chanel. Last time, we talked about little pebbles and the changes that they go through, starting as a rough piece of rock, and then maybe breaking off and eroding into a small, smooth, round pebble over time. Some things might take a long time, a lot of waiting, like what we're going to talk about today. But before we start, we wanted to share a kindness story from Caitlin.
My name is Caitlin. Today I'll tell you about somebody who's very, very kind to me. I was out at recess. It was very cold outside, so that's when my asthma attacked. I needed somebody to go to the office with me, but nobody would go. I bumped into Grace, and when I asked her if she would go to the office with me, she was so kind, she automatically said yes. Grace was always there for me, and she's a very kind and funny friend. So, Grace, if you're listening to this, I want to say thank you for all the tough times you helped me through.
Thank you, Caitlin. Grace does sound like a very thoughtful friend. Thank you for sharing and helping us to shine a light on the great people in our lives that do kind things and make our world a happier and more positive place. If you'd like to tell us about a time when someone did something kind for you, send your recording to peaceout@bedtime.fm. Today, we're going to stick to rocks and minerals and talk about the life cycle of a geode. But first, let's get ready by doing the calm down countdown. If you're not sitting already, do that now. Have a seat on the floor, the grass, your bed, wherever you feel comfortable. Sit up tall, a little taller. Relax your back. Put your hands in your lap or on your knees. Lift your chin a little. If you want, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose and breathe out through your nose. Breathe in again and breathe out. One more time in and out. Let's keep breathing together as we count down. If you'd like, time your breathing with the numbers. Breathe in when you hear a number and breathe out in between them. Ready? 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. Two, one. We might get an idea of what's inside based on what the outside looks like. But sometimes what we find inside might surprise us. Like with geodes. Have you ever seen one? Geodes may look like plain round rocks, but inside, they're hollow with minerals, including crystals, lining the inside of it. You may have seen big ones in museums or even stores. Usually they're already opened and polished so that you can see the beautiful crystal layers inside. Let's dig for geodes. Stretch out your legs so that they form a V. Pick up one of your feet with both hands now, holding it close to your stomach. That's your shovel. Let's dig. Start digging with your shovel now. Good. Let's switch legs now. Stretch out the leg that you were holding up. And now bring your other foot towards you. Now dig with your new shovel. Great work. We found something. Stretch both legs out now in that V shape again. Give them a little wiggle. Now, sit up tall again. Reach your arms up over your head. And now lean forward, stretching your arms forward too. Do you see the geode that you've dug out? They're usually round and a little bumpy, probably feeling lighter than the other rocks around them since it's hollow. If you shake it, you might hear a rattling sound. Maybe something's come loose and they are able to move around because there's a space inside. Choose one with both hands. And now pick it up and slowly come back up, cupping your hands together so that you're holding the geode in your lap. Geodes are formed when there are bubbles of air or air pockets that get trapped inside the rock as it forms. Like igneous rocks, rocks that are formed when molten lava or magma cools and hardens. With bubbles of gas may have been trapped inside as the lava or magma cooled and then left little spaces or air pockets inside the hardened rock. Then, tiny drops of water or the moisture from the soil or other rocks around it begin to slowly find its way into these tiny air pockets. The water will eventually evaporate and leaves behind the minerals that it had been holding. That is the start of the sparkling minerals or crystals beginning to form in the hole in the rock. And this will happen again and again over thousands of years. Tiny drops of water will seep into the rock's air pocket, evaporate, and leave behind another layer of minerals. The minerals will slowly build up over these thousands and thousands of years until the crystals have filled up the air pocket in the rock. Are you still holding on to your geode? Let's put it down somewhere safe. Place your hands down by your sides. We're going to pretend to be crystals growing inside a geode. If they're not already, close your eyes. Imagine that you're in a dark cave, but not a scary cave. This one is sort of cozy. And you can already see minerals lining the walls, all sparkling and beautiful. You're inside the rock, the geode. What color crystal do you want to be? Keep imagining that color, or colors, as you grow with this next exercise. Sit up tall again. Breathe in now. And raise your arms just a little off the ground. Breathe out and hold your arms in that position. Breathe in again and raise your arms a little higher. Breathe out and keep your arms there. You're a crystal that's growing taller and taller, filling up the air pocket in the geode. Breathe in again and raise your arms so that they're now halfway up, or making a straight line across. Hold your arms there and breathe out. Breathe in and raise them a little again. Stop and breathe out. Breathe in and raise them a little higher. Stop and breathe out. Breathe in and now raise your arms all the way up. See if you can hold your breath here and hold your arm still. And now let it out, slowly bringing your arms all the way down to the ground. Good. Let's do that one more time. But this time, try it on your own, breathing and moving at your own pace until you get up to the top and come down again. Go ahead now. As you do this, I just wanted to say something about how people find crystals that we see in stores. My family was very lucky, and we found a geode once while we were camping in southern Ontario. There are many kids and grown-ups who love rocks and minerals and will go rock hunting. This is something that's fun to do, and a good way to start is to look for gem and mineral clubs that are near you who may organize field trips or events to learn and look for geodes. You can also do an online search for where to find geodes in your area. This is different than when a big mining company looks for geodes or other crystals. It's hard to find out exactly how geodes or crystals are found by them and taken from the earth. But as there is more interest in buying and using geodes and crystals, then these huge companies who are digging for them will want to find more of them and find them faster too. That could mean that workers who are doing the hard work of digging are made to work faster and harder. So fast and hard that they may get sick or hurt in very dangerous situations. And this is very terrible, but some companies will even have children do this dangerous work. All this mining could also mean that more and more is taken out of the earth in ways that contaminate drinking water, ecosystems, or damage wildlife. If you're done breathing and your arms are down, great. If not, keep going. We'll wait for you. So, what should you do if you're really interested in geodes and crystals? Should we stop buying them? To be honest, I don't know. I have some beautiful crystals myself that I bought before I began thinking about ethical mining. If you're doing something ethically, that means you're thinking about the right way to do things that is right, good, and fair for everyone, the people and the environment. So maybe one way to do this is to ask store owners if they know where the crystals that they sell come from. Even if they don't know exactly, at least they know that their customers want to know, and that might encourage them to ask more questions from the people who supply them with crystals. You can also go rock hunting yourself, like we mentioned. And another thing you can do for anything, not just crystals, is only buy things if you really need them. The more we buy, the more demand is created. And the higher the demand, the more and more companies will want to produce or make to be sold. That's when more hurtful and dangerous things are done to workers and the environment. But if we all buy less, then the demand will go down and companies will produce or make less. I want to do this too, and I'm trying, but I admit I'm not great at this all the time. I just try to remember all the water, plastic, pollution, and maybe even workers who are hurt, just to produce all the new clothes, shoes, toys, bags, cell phones, and computers that I want to buy. I've started shopping in secondhand stores too, because of course, that means new things weren't produced, and it also saves the clothes or toys or books from being thrown out and creating more garbage. There are also a lot of websites that help people find other people that want to trade or give away things for free, so that those items don't end up in a landfill. I've put a link to the one I sometimes use in the episode description, but there are likely many others in different countries. And of course, this is something that you have to do with a grown-up that you trust. Okay, we should all be done by now. Let's go on to our last exercise. We've dug and found a geode. We've become a geode. And now, let's open a geode. Lie down on your stomach. You can also continue sitting if you'd like. Remember, geodes may look plain on the outside, but once it's opened, you reveal the beautiful, glittering crystal inside. If you're lying on your stomach, lift your head and shoulders up. Palms face down on the ground, right underneath your shoulders. Slowly press up as far as is comfortable. You're opening your heart to the sky and to all around you. If you're sitting, you can open your heart to the sky by looking up and holding yourself up by placing your hands just behind you. And again, only going as far as is comfortable to you. And as we hold this, take nice deep breaths in and out. Really take your time breathing the air in and then breathing it all out. Imagine all the good and positive that is in your heart expanding like the crystal in a geode. It's growing and so beautiful. Your kindness and goodness, even if not everyone sees it right away, even if you don't see it, is there and is needed. Now when you're ready, you can either turn around and lie on your back, bringing your knees up and giving them a hug, rocking gently back and forth to give your back a little massage. If you're sitting, you can come back up now and even stretch your arms along the ground in front of you. Have you ever heard the saying, "Don't judge a book by its cover"? Do you know what that means? You can't always tell what something or someone is really like just by looking at them. You have to read the book or spend time with the person to really get to know them. You never know what type of beautiful crystal you'll find inside. And if you ever feel broken or not good, remember that beautiful geodes can only be formed in rocks that have a hole in them, allowing them space and the opportunity to grow. Thank you for listening today. Keep shining bright. Until next time, peace out and peace within. Peace Out was created and is written and narrated by Chanel Tseng. Sound editing by John Karsten. Produced by Chanel Tseng and Rob Griffiths at Bedtime FM.